You know, at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium, we did a case-based satellite meeting, and the first case we presented was a woman with breast cancer and a single liver met. Mm-hmm. And we got into a big storm of controversy about tumors other than colorectal cancer. A lot of the investigators are of the mind, well, you know, in breast cancer is different than colorectal cancer. Even if you see a patient who only has it, you know, in their liver or lung or whatever, that maybe it's going to be more aggressive biologically, not worth it. But yet, we actually found when we surveyed docs in practice that they were referring a lot of women with breast cancer in that situation for consideration of surgery. What do you think? Do you think that colorectal cancer is unique biologically in this regard? Or you think that these kinds of sort of, I don't know, patterns of metastases exist in other solid tumors?
I actually would answer both to yes. I think colon cancer is very special because the metastasis from the primary colon to the liver is very well defined by an anatomical relationship. That's for breast cancer not the case. If you have liver metastasis with breast cancer, you need to assume it has gone to the lung, to the brain, to the bones and other sites. Now, saying that and recognizing it, if there is really control of disease in one side of the body with one or two lesions, and we have no evidence of anything popping up on other sides, I think I would consider surgical resection of this site. I think there is a little bit of paradigm shift within GI oncology because we would never have thought about that for gastric cancer or for pancreas cancer. And I think I see more and more when there is one liver lesion for a gastric cancer patient, why don't we go after? Because following the same paradigm we have done for colon. And I think I would not exclude breast, just recognizing that the success of this metastatectomy really depends on the extent of metastasis not visible at the time, and that the time frame for metastasis, as we know, can go up to 20 years. However, with control of disease over really an extended period of time, I would have no objections for resection.